Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is your co-host, Ron.
Hey.
Thanks for that.
Yep.
We are on the final issue of the Silver Surfer story arc.
Not to be confused.
Shut up. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last five episodes. So this episode, this issue, Surfer, at the very end of the last issue, he falls back to Earth and he ends up falling into the...
Inhuman land.
Inhuman's homeland, which we are now calling Inhuman land. I feel like we called that... Inhuman land back in Fantastic Four.
We may have.
I don't remember though. That one was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. And but, we still have the same old characters.
Yeah, basically. Well, the same time period, purposely.
Yep.
But what we have here is Surfer flying through and being attacked by Inhumans. Actually, these are part of Maximus's Inhuman
Maximize,
whatever,
since he's
Maximus's his faction. He's, you know, he is the Inhuman villain-esque. Yeah, he's Black Bolt's brother who's trying to take the throne from Black Bolt.
Black Bolt's brother who, through betrayal and
you're not wrong. So these guys follow Maximus and they're basically saying, you're trespassing on our land. Our leader does not like this, blah, blah, blah. We are going to take care of you. And Surfer just keeps finding more and more Inhumans.
And beat the crap out of them.
Yeah. Once he chased them off, he's like, all right, I'm going to go
find their leader and fuck him up.
Yeah, basically. Maximus is like, perfect. He doesn't know that there's two
factions of them.
Yeah. You guys did great. Good job, guys. He's going to go attack Black Bolt.
Is it just me?
I don't have to worry about it.
Or does... this picture right here and this picture right here, if you change his skin color and his hair color, does he not look like the Hulk?
It's Kirby art, man. Yeah, that's just Jack Kirby art in general. But yes, you are correct. Kirby's one of those. He's got a style that he never changed from.
There are 16 different faces. And if...
he is best known for Marvel.
Of course.
He had, he built New Gods over on DC. And that's really his claim to fame. That one and Commandy. He helped out with other ones over at DC, but Marvel was his claim to fame. Marvel is what got him notarized. And he has a certain art style that just you recognize the minute you see
absolutely.
It. And it's glorious art style for the time.
Yeah.
It does not hold up to today.
No, a lot of it does not. I mean, there are certain ones that, you know, it still holds fairly well. Like, and there are certain shots and there are certain pictures that it looks amazing.
Then
there are also some things where it's definitely like...
Like this picture with Maximus and his half-cocked eye.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird.
So, while Maximus is, you know, like, ha ha ha.
Tribing.
Yeah. Surfer flies into...
I don't know what city it's called. Whatever.
We're going to call it Black Boltopia. And he's like, oh, this place is kind of civilized looking.
This looks like the kingdom.
Yep, I better fuck everybody up. So, Black Bolt gives him a flyby.
He doesn't do anything. He flies into town, then he starts getting attacked.
Well, he doesn't actually get attacked right there. Black Bolt does a flyby, and he's peaceful about it. And Surfer's like, oh... Every instinct I have tells me he's a leader. Since he is peaceful, I'm going to follow him and see what he has to say. And as he's literally thinking this, fucking Medusa's like, I got to grab him with my hair. And so she does.
And Karnak throws a giant... Well, I'm sorry.
He chops.
Cry chops a giant boulder at him and knocks him out. Once he is secured in a... We'll say a prison.
An unbreakable chamber.
Yeah. Unbreakable. Black Bolt is, you know, trying to give orders. And I know Black Bolt can't talk.
Because he kills things with his voice.
And I think he'll learn.
bitch. Yeah.
Well, yes, but no, is Medusa like his supposed to be his mouthpiece?
Yes.
Like he gives the hand gestures and she interprets it.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
For those who don't know what he did, his tongue was on his mouth.
The side of it. No, it was in my cheek.
Sorry, cheek. Whatever. Take the hint.
But regardless, you'd think he would have learned like some ASL.
I think he does know it. Or
Let me phrase that too. You think they would at least his four, you know, henchmen or three the henchmen? Generals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would all like be able to understand, you know, sign language or, you know, his odd gesturing and like, cause right there, all he looks like he's doing is like, you know. Yeah.
I mean, it looked like he's about ready to like, huzzah.
Or, you know, like, I have a question. But anyways, so Silver Surfer breaks out.
Well, they also think that he is an spy agent of Maximus. Yeah. Which is why they captured him. And
If they would have just left it to Black Bolt, they would have found out that he wasn't.
Well, and who's to say Black Bolt didn't tell them to catch him? We don't know what he said. He didn't say a thing.
That's true. I missed all the hand gestures.
Exactly.
They didn't write them all in. They didn't do a very good
job. They did not. But yeah, so Surfer escapes and basically fights off
all of them.
The generals, whatever.
Yeah.
As Maximus is coming in, because Maximus thinks that with the server there, he already took down a lot of the
Inhumans.
His problems.
Yeah, and that he was going to be able to waltz in there and just like... Yep.
Just clean house. Once Surfer realizes what's going on, and how they ignored him, even when he fought them to try and attack Maximus, he's like, well, I'm out.
I'm going to grab my surfboard and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, his surfboard is being chomped on by...
Lockjaw!
Yep, no other than Lockjaw.
Oh, that dog.
And he's like, hey, give me that. That's mine. Stupid dog, give it here. I'm going to have to blast you. He's like, I don't want to hurt you, but I'm going to blast around you. And he's like, damn, this dog's pretty fucking beast. Doesn't even flinch at my... power cosmic blasts.
Once he does get the board back, he goes flying off, gets attacked by a couple other Inhumans. I'm not gonna give them names because I don't think they give them
A and B.
A couple other flyers. Black Bolt sees Surfer and starts chasing after him, but because of Surfer's power cosmic,
he puts on the speed and leaves him in
the
dust.
Fuck out.
So then we catch him crying with his surfboard, and then he gets angry. And then we get this fucking demonic-looking fucking Silver Surfer that's like, let mankind beware! From this time forth, the Surfer will be the deadliest one of all!
Yeah, basically after...
He's cracking.
Especially after this last six issues of the world just attacking him. And I don't know what happened to the other 12.
He's tired of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck like, you guys, I'm gonna fuck everybody up.
This is stupid. The one thing I don't like, and I think I mentioned this in the previous episode... I don't know if I was in the episode or if it got cut, but at the end here it says, next, the savagely sensational new Silver Surfer.
That we never got.
That never came out. This was the final issue of this first volume. The next volume doesn't hit until sometime in the 80s. So unless he pops up in a different book, like unless he pops up in Fantastic Four or
something like
title,
that, yeah.
Or maybe just a one-shot somewhere, I don't know. We don't see the Surfer for a while.
Maybe,
which is fine.
Maybe when he got all angry, he had to take a minute for himself.
Reflection.
Yeah.
Good.
On the Silver Surfer.
Aha.
Reflection.
Yeah, I did enjoy these.
Yeah, they were actually good, and they went quick. It wasn't tedious reading like some of them can be.
Correct.
And
I'm kind of glad we didn't hit the earlier ones, because like I said, those were 52 pages long,
ooh.
And I'm like...
We probably had to break them up into separate...
We only have done like three or four issues.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, these were able to go quick. Those stories, I thumbed through them. They were heavy. They were deep. It's a good story in the 52 pages. But yeah, like this, I enjoyed them.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, yeah, they were quick reads. They were good reads. Yeah, I mean, some of them obviously had issues, but we'll run into that
until we get to like more modern.
Obviously, until
80s.
We stop reading comics, but. There'll always be something that's, you know, a little wonky. But I will say that, you know, once we hit like the later 80s, the early 90s, and then even like more recent, the storylines.
90s is a totally different problem. We'll get to those.
But, you know, at least the stories have more cohesion.
Yes.
And like everything has a purpose.
Yep.
You don't just have this like random like, hey, we should do a superhero fight off team up thing.
Yeah.
And
Oh, what's Professor doing? We need to use him in the book. Here we go.
Hey, who's somebody we haven't used in a while?
Nick Fury. Wait, wasn't he just in Captain America? Eh, it's fine.
Look, yeah, but he was only like in 3 or 4, 8 pages, whatever. and then like after they get done with it, they're like, these people should probably never meet again.
Yeah.
It's like a one night stand at the bar where you're like the last two people in there. And like, you're like, I mean, it seems like a good idea at the time. And then you're just like, you grab your underwear and you run out the door. And
happened to you a lot, huh?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Same, but yeah. Yeah.
I was tilting the head of it, which is what you're looking at me weird.
No,
for.
I know. We're gonna, didn't know if it was catching.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Because it is the microphone. You're putting your hand all over top of it. Yeah, that's really all we got. Like,
yeah,
it was a good series. Check it out. I know Marvel Unlimited has it. Read it.
It's probably fun. Your library has it. Go to your local library.
It might have them.
Support books.
Had to buy that one. You don't like reading digital.
I appreciate that. I thought you already had it. I didn't realize. Damn. I am a.
Does it look like it matters? Like, I have room. Kinda. Once I build my new shelf,
I was just saying, yeah, you have to add another. Eventually, I'm just expecting every wall in here to be shelves, and then you're gonna have to like hang your posters up like in the room, hanging down.
Oh god, that would suck.
But then you could do them both sides and like, you know. Yeah, don't ever do that.
So, Ronald, thank you for showing up.
Hey, I appreciate being here.
Looking at those,
The Secret Empire ones actually. Yeah. Caught my attention.
Those are the...
Well, actually, Spider-Man's ass caught my attention. Let's not lie.
Spider-Girl's ass caught mine.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's... Sorry.
Gwen. Yeah, Spider-Gwen. Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, those are the Unknown Comics variant covers. I got them purposely because they're all like...
The same picture. Yeah.
The last one, issue 10, which will go up eventually, is Hydra Cap sitting on a chair doing that. It's kind of cool. Just... I didn't have a room up there.
Did you say Hydra Cap?
Yeah. Hmm. You ever read Secret Empire, have you?
Nope. Thanks for spoiling it.
It's not really that big of a spoiler.
Yeah. No.
It's the whole point of the story. Yeah, Ron, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And we will catch you guys next time. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.